Officials have announced a delay in the completion of a major transportation project in western Massachusetts, but it's seen as only a minor bump in what has been a decades-long, multi-million-dollar effort to transform Springfield's derelict Union Station into a modern transportation hub. A new train boarding platform at Union Station must be redesigned because it is 6 inches narrower than allowed under federal regulations for handicapped accessibility. Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy expects it will delay the completion of the project by about 6 months.
It is another little bump in the road in a many decade-old project.
Kennedy said the rest of the $88.5 million project to completely rehabilitate and modernize the city's historic Union Station is on schedule for completion by the end of this year, with a public opening expected in January 2017. Until the new platform is finished, rail passengers will board trains from an Amtrak waiting area located on the opposite side from what will be the main entrance to Union Station.
We're open for train travel now, and we will be open when we open the refurbished station.
Officials explained that the problem arose because of the amount of platform space on either side at the top of the elevator and stairs that passengers will use to go between the station waiting room and the elevated tracks. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation designed a high-level platform that is 5 feet, 6 inches wide. Amtrak approved the design, but it was rejected by the Federal Railroad Administration, which said the platform must be 6 feet wide to accommodate disabled passengers.
Well, that sounds like a very small amount of space.
Right.
We're talking about ADA-compliant boarding. And that small amount of space is important to somebody that's in a wheelchair.
MassDOT will pay for the cost overruns to build the redesigned platform, according to Chris Moskal, director of the Springfield Redevelopment Authority, who could not say how much it might put the project over budget.
Don't know. I mean, there it's being redesigned right now. And so as soon as that design is completed, now it goes out to bid.
The Union Station restoration project has a long history of changing designs, false starts, and delays. Construction work finally began in November 2012. When completed, Union Station will have a completely renovated terminal building, a new six-level, 377-space parking garage, a 26-bay bus terminal, and 66,000 square feet of leasable commercial space.
It's a very, very difficult project. I'm not trying to describe it in any other way. And you're managing a multi-level of government and multi-acronym-related agencies, and it's difficult. But frankly, we're still on track to open the station, less the new platform, on time.
Kennedy said negotiations are underway with bus companies and potential retail and office tenants.
You can't say too much about that because you never know until they actually sign on the dotted line.
Officials project that 4 million passengers will use Union Station in its first full year of operation, with the number increasing as more train services added on the Hartford line beginning in 2018. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.